Abortion-related bills advanced in the House and Senate today as Iowa lawmakers approach an end-of-week legislative deadline. An Iowa Senate panel advanced a bill mandating a 3-day waiting period between a required ultrasound and an abortion. There is already a waiting period under Iowa law, but the state Supreme Court ruled it was unconstitutional in 2018 and blocked it from taking effect. Republican Senator Brad Zahn is one of those who proposed the measure.
Well, we got a new court, I believe in this bill, and I can file any bill that I want.
Four of the five justices who agreed the waiting period was unconstitutional will be off the court by the end of March. Supporters of Zahn's bill say it will ensure women are informed before getting an abortion. Opponents point to studies showing people who get abortions are typically very sure about their decision, and a waiting period is just another barrier. A bill creating licensing requirements for abortion facilities also advanced in the House. The Iowa Department of Transportation has scheduled a public hearing to talk about the proposed Interstate 29 interchange near Sergeant Bluff. Sioux City and Woodbury County leaders have pushed for the interchange, estimated to cost $25 million. They say it would help open up land for industrial development and attract new employers and jobs. The hearing will be held on February 27th between 4 and 6 p.m. at the Sergeant Bluff Community Center. The proposed interchange would be built between the Sioux Gateway Airport and Port Neal. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.